Hello, Lund loyalists. John Lund Unleashed YouTubers, those watching on X and Instagram and listening on Apple or Spotify, please make sure you subscribe, like, and turn on your alerts so you never miss a show. And for all things Unleashed, go to johnlundunleashed.com. Live shows, archives, the blog, social media, links, and more. johnlundunleashed.com. Now likely nursing a hangover. Unshaven, unshowered, and a 50-50 chance of his teeth being brushed.
Here's Johnny. Help! That is what Nick Bosa is saying. There you can see. That is the story of the day today. We're going to make that the story of the day. And I wrote about it at johnlundunleashed.com. johnlundunleashed.com. Read all the fancy words. But there you go. Nick Bosa needs help. That's one of the storylines of the offseason. And because, as we've talked about, the Eagles dominate the Chiefs. They get all over Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has been kryptonite to the 49ers. So the 49ers think to themselves, well, how do we beat Patrick Mahomes? The first thing that comes up are pass rushers. And as great as Nick Bosa is, and sometimes he even gets grief and you just scratch your head and you go, you realize like he's getting doubled and triple teamed and chipped and blocked and tight ends and running backs and all those kind of things because they don't respect anybody else on the defensive line. The interior of the defensive line didn't do much. Leonard Floyd, give him credit, had his moments, but I think the 49ers, ever since D Ford was banged up, they just haven't been able to consistently get someone across from Nick Bosa that says to the other team, okay, maybe we got a game plan around that, and maybe we don't have to put as much attention to Nick Bosa. He gets more attention than any other edge rusher in the league. So, conversely, help! How do they help him? Well, there's a couple of different ways, and I put odds up at johnlundunleashed.com. So if you check that out, you can see the odds that I have put up there. So I will give you the odds, and we will discuss what they can do. And there are the high-profile guys. Myles Garrett, we've talked about. Joey Bosa, there's a reason he's up there. Trey Hendrickson, everybody forgets about him, but I got a little note on him. Khalil Mack, somebody that the 49ers could have and should have gotten in 2018 if Mark Davis didn't hate the 49ers so much. Speaking of hating the 49ers so much, you see that picture there of Max Crosby on the right? Now, if you're listening to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast, then I'll have to explain it to you. But there's Max Crosby, and he's not coming to the 49ers because, say it with me, Mark Davis hates the 49ers. So let's look at it like this. There is the blog right there. If you're watching on YouTube, which please subscribe because you never know. We're going to hit stuff like this out, like a story of the day and all these edge rushers. And this isn't part of the regular 8 a.m. show Pacific time, which we do Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. on Saturdays. And please make sure that you're subscribing to John Lund Unleashed.com and make sure you got your alerts on, you need the likes, all that kind of things. And for everything Unleashed, John Lund Unleashed, just go to johnlundunleashed.com where we are right now looking at the blog. So getting Nick Bosa some help. What are the odds? Well, Max Crosby, as I said, now this is what got the faithful into a frenzy. As you see right here, Max Crosby showing a ton of love for the Bay. Of course, played for the Raiders first. He said, easily one of the best experiences I've had so far as a professional. The amount of love y'all showed for this fourth rounder from Eastern Michigan was humbling. I was just a young kid chasing my dreams and trying to figure it out when I first touched down in Cali as a rookie, going from Oakdale to Alameda in the city and being with the people was truly iconic and means more to me than anything impacting, inspiring, everything. Spent 1 year in the town and the rest is history. The town will forever hold a special place in my heart to everybody I encountered out there. I love y'all. We'll be back again soon. And everyone, oh my God, he's coming to the 49ers. Well, there's just one small problem. Well, there's many problems. The one major problem is Dutch Boy won't send Max Crosby to the 49ers. So odds 500-1, as I write there. Max may have just thrown some love at the Bear over the NBA All-Star weekend when he's here. That doesn't mean he's taking up residence again, and that's where I start. Max Crosby, Mark Davis, not happening. So moving on to the second one. Trey Hendrickson is never talked about when it comes to the best edge rushers in the league, but as you can see by that number right there, 70.5 quarterback sacks, takedowns, the last five seasons, only T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett, which we're going to talk about in a minute, have more. Third-round pick out of Florida Atlantic by the Saints in 2017, he's become one of the best pass rushers in the league. He's 31. He's not slowing down. He's dominant. He does it through a number of moves and full-out effort. He and Nick Bosa would terrorize teams. And you're saying to themselves, Lund, you're crazy. He's not a free agent. Well, he's got no more guaranteed money left on his deal. And remember that guy, Trent Williams, who held out last year? Why'd he do it? Because he didn't have any more guaranteed money on his deal. So Trey Hendrickson's going to want a new deal. And if the Bengals don't want to play ball, that's where the 49ers come in and say it with me. They're aggressive. Odds 40-1. As I said, no more money left on his deal. If he demands out, 49ers would be cheaper than going after Myles Garrett, and almost as disruptive. Khalil Mack is up next. He was a guy, as I said, in 2018 that the 49ers made a better offer than the Raiders got from the Bears. The Bears, because of Mark Davis and his disdain for the 49ers, said no thanks. Khalil Mack's going to be 34 years old this season. When they tried to get him in 18, he was 27. It's a lot different. It's not that I don't think that Khalil Mack would be a good player with the 49ers. He had 17 sacks a year ago, not this past year, but before that. Had some injuries this year as well, although he is generally a dependable player. Sets the edge amazingly well, even at his age. He's played in every game five of the last six seasons, so as he gets older, he's still really, really good. But how much money is he going to want? It's the final payday of his career. And can he be counted on for double-digit sacks opposite Nick Bosa? I would like to see that guy. Now, he could set the edge. He could come in on third down, move inside, I should say, on third down. Leonard Floyd could be outside. That would be a pretty nasty pass rush. I still put odds as far as Khalil Mack goes at 20-1. As I say, still really good, but at 34, another player going in the wrong direction. It seems that the 49ers have plenty of those guys. Now, this is the one that kicked up a ton of dirt on, I guess, Wednesday. Joey Bosa, because as you can see right there on the picture, Mama Bosa responded to a Photoshop post of Nick and Joey in 49ers gear together. It sent the faithful into a frenzy. And everybody thinking at one point, yeah, that Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, that would be really, really cool. But we know this. Joey Bosa has only had 14 sacks the last 3 years. He's only played in 28 of a possible 51 games, and he did take a pay cut to stay with the Chargers last offseason. But he's not going to do that this offseason. His number would be $25 million. That's far too expensive. And say it with me, no more guaranteed money in his current deal. So the Chargers could release him and they would face no charges whatsoever. The question would be, at the age of 29, Joey Bosa is only 29 years old. Would he take less money to play with his brother with the 49ers? Everybody thinks that in a fairy book world, but that's not sports. Sports is not fairy book. It is cut sports, big business, and it's basically masked by football, baseball, all these things, but it's big business at the end of the day. And Joey Bosa at 29 wants another big payday, and I doubt that he would come to San Francisco, as neat as that would be and as cool as that Photoshop, but as much as his mom would want it happen, guys aren't really in the business of giving discounts. And the 49ers aren't in the business of giving big money to players who are injured. So I put odds there at 10-1. Says the Bosa connection is there, but 49ers don't like injury risk. No team really does, but the 49ers really don't. And Joey will find a team who will pay more and can stomach the risk. In other words, a team that is more desperate than the 49ers, even though they'd love to pair the Bosa brothers together. And at one point, it was like, the Bosa brothers? Whoa. I don't think so. And then finally, Myles Garrett, and this is my pick, story out today that the Browns were trying to make one last-ditch effort to keep Garrett with a big contract extension. No thanks. He asked for a trade. He wants to win. The Browns aren't winning. So I did this a couple of weeks ago. I did a piece right when Myles Garrett said he wanted to be traded. The Lions, Commanders, Bills, Chiefs, if he wants to win and still get paid, he can do that. The 49ers could be in that realm as well, but they've got to convince Myles Garrett who he's going to go to a team of his choosing. Why? He has no more guaranteed money left on his deal. He's got a deal that runs through 2026, but there is no more guaranteed money. So just like Trent Williams, the team that's going to acquire him, he's going to say, okay, great, glad to be here. You guys worked out compensation with the Browns, but now I need to be paid, and it's going to be a tricky situation because the Browns, it's kind of like Ayuk last year with the 49ers, even though Garrett's not a free agent because he's got no more money left on the deal. He'll just say, I don't want to go there, and the Browns won't trade him there. So the Browns have to work out a deal, and Garrett has to work out a deal with the new team. That's what makes it complicated, kind of like Brandon Ayuk last year. The odds, I say 5-1. 49ers, as I say, they're always aggressive, still believe they're in a title window. With the increase in cap space, which we talked about on the show earlier today, cap space went up about $25 million for next year. And over the last 2 years, cap space has gone up about $53 million. So with the increasing cap space, they could definitely get Brock done. Everything else, like an extension for George Kittle, bring his number down, get what they needed done. I don't think that's going to include Dre Greenlaw or Talanoa Hufanga. I could be wrong, but they could get the things they want to get done, including Brock, including Kittle, including a couple of minor free agent additions, and still add Myles Garrett with that increase in the salary cap. And as I say right there, they should do everything they can to convince the future Hall of Fame player to head west. So there you go. That is the look I have. Those are the odds I have. What do you think of those odds? So I look at those odds right there, and you can see in the corner there, help for Nick Bosa, Max Crosby, no chance. Mark Davis hates the 49ers. I'm going left to right. Khalil Mack is a pure free agent. So Khalil Mack could conceivably, he's a little bit older at 34, but he does play in a lot of games, but he doesn't have the pass rush juice, but he could set a mean edge. Hendrickson, Trey Hendrickson is someone that no one ever talks about. He has no more guaranteed money left on his deal. Could he kick up dirt? Could that make the cheap Bengals? Because remember, cheap Bengals, T. Higgins, is he going to stay around? Jamar Chase is talking $40 million. Could the Bengals just go, they've already paid Joe Burrow a bunch of money. Could the Bengals say, this is where we draw the line. We can't give a new deal to Trey Hendrickson. Let's put him on the market. Now he's 31 years old, but he's not playing like it. He is still awesome. Joey Bosa makes for a great fairy book story, and he's 29 years old, but he misses too many games, and I think he's going to command too much money. He's not going to get a discount to play or want a discount to play with Nick. They love each other and so forth. They work out like crazy in the offseason, and they're very, very close. But at 29, Joey's still looking to cash in, and there is Myles Garrett, who to me, give up pick number 11. Give the 11th overall pick in the draft up. No question. There are a lot of teams. I think the Commanders are going to be on him. The Lions are going to be on him. Maybe Dallas, because he's from Arlington, where Jerrold is actually located. There's going to be a number of winning teams. The Bills are going to be in there. The Chiefs, after losing the Super Bowl. So they're going to put up, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be in there with the 49ers. The 49ers have to convince Myles Garrett, we can still win. And last year it was a one-off, and they can fit the contract in. So does Myles Garrett want to come west? Does he believe that the 49ers can win? He would solve a lot of their defensive issues. So that is help. Those are the odds on players coming to the Bay and helping Nick Bosa, which today is the story of the day. Make sure that you're checking everything out every single day, 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. We are live right here on YouTube, John Lund Unleashed. You can also watch on Instagram and X. Check out the podcast where you get your favorite podcast, Apple, Spotify, and everything. Right now, if you're watching the video right now on YouTube, go to johnlundunleashed.com. If you're watching on johnlundunleashed.com and reading the story that I've written right below here, then go to John Lund on YouTube, John Lund Unleashed on YouTube, and make sure you're a subscriber. You see how all that works together? Anyway, tomorrow, 8 a.m., we'll be back. Check it out and give me your thoughts, comments, questions, thoughts at John Lund Radio on X and Instagram, and comments right here on YouTube. Love to hear them, whether you like it, whether you hate it. Just make sure you join, subscribe, and give us the thumbs up. Who can best help Nick Bosa in your mind? That is your story of the day.
Thanks for hanging out with John Lund Unleashed. We'll try to be better next time, though I wouldn't hold my breath.